Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. This is a very powerful time of year for all of us evolving on this planet, and we're being given some amazing opportunities to add to the light of the world. This year, the God Self within each of us, our I Am presence, is intervening in our lives in ways that we have not experienced since prior to our fall grace. This is due to the incredible shifts of energy, vibration, and consciousness that have taken place within every person on this planet already this year. The birth of the new Earth, which actually took place November 22nd, 2012, in the realms of cause, and is now filtering into the world of effects, our I Am presence has been raising the frequency of vibration in our earthly bodies in unprecedented ways. This is greatly accelerating our physical transformation from carbon-based planetary beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. Now our I Am presence is more accessible to us than ever before. Today I'm going to share some information that's being given to humanity by the Company of Heaven with the divine intent of helping us to take full advantage of this cosmic moment on Earth. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. It's important for each of us to remember the profound truth that we are one with all life. And in case you may have forgotten, I will remind you that you are not your fear-based, fragmented personality known as the human ego. You are a magnificent, beloved child of God, and you are powerful beyond your knowing. The time for you to begin fulfilling that full divine potential is now. During this sacred time together today, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times, 1,000-fold by your I Am presence and the Company of Heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically. As this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart flame. This transfiguring divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every other person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love is spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is known as the bridge to freedom. It is the bridge over which this sweet earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow and the powerful energies bathing the earth during this momentous time will flow to assist humanity with the shift of consciousness and the transformational process that is unfolding day by day as the patterns of perfection for the new earth begin to tangibly manifest in our daily lives. These are the patterns that reflect the oneness of life, the reverence for all life, and humanity's full divine potential as beloved sons and daughters of God. This is a powerful time of year in 2013. As I mentioned, this year is expanding more light than ever before because of the monumental shifts that have taken place. This time of year is always very powerful because of some celestial alignments that take place with the vernal equinox and the full moons that occur during springtime in the northern hemisphere. But this year, this influx of light is unprecedented. I would like to begin our sharing today by giving you some information that's been given to us by the Company of Heaven about the full moon festivals of spring. Sometimes there's some confusion about these festivals. On April 25th, we were blessed with the Full Moon Wesak Festival, which is the second full moon festival of spring. Even though spring only occurs in the northern hemisphere, the light that bathes the planet during this powerful celestial alignment blesses all life evolving on this sweet earth. The Festival of Wesak has been celebrated on the Taurus full moon, the full moon that takes place within the sun cycle of Taurus for millennia. This year, the influx of light from the Wesak full moon was greatly enhanced by a lunar eclipse. The influx of light involving the three full moon festivals of spring begins 5 days before the actual full moons and expands in intensity for 5 days following the full moons, so that there is plenty of time for all of humanity to assimilate these gifts of light from on high, whether a person is consciously aware of the full moon festivals or not. I know there is some confusion about whether the Wesak full moon is the full moon of Taurus or the full moon of May. But the Company of Heaven has given us some important information that will clear the confusion and help us to experience all of the gifts that bless humanity and the earth during the three full moon festivals of spring. As a note of clarity, when I refer to the full moon of Aries, the full moon of Taurus, and the full moon of Gemini, I'm talking about the sun cycles in which the full moons of spring occur. Please take the following information into the flame of truth that is pulsating in the divinity of your heart and allow your I Am presence to reveal to you the truth of this sacred knowledge. Springtime begins in the northern hemisphere with the vernal or spring equinox, and it takes place usually between March 20th and March 22nd. Every year, this influx of light initiates us into the embrace of the sun cycle of Aries. The energies that bathe the planet during the celestial alignment of the equinox pulsate with what is known in the heavenly realms as the resurrection flame. This gift from our Father, Mother, God is a resplendent sacred fire that has a mother of pearl radiance. The resurrection flame is the frequency of vibration that awakens the hibernating animals and resurrects the nature kingdom back to life after the respite of the long winter months. It is not by chance that the original pageant of Passover and Easter took place during the time of year when the resurrection flame was in full force. The first full moon following the spring equinox is celebrated as the Passover full moon. Easter is the first Sunday following the first full moon after the spring equinox. That full moon is always the full moon in the sun cycle of Aries. This is the first full moon festival of spring, and it is the celebration of the path of divine love that was revealed to humanity through the Christ. Every year during this full moon festival, Jesus the Christ, as well as the exponents of Christ consciousness and the path of divine love throughout infinity, bathe the planet with divine love and the sacred knowledge revealing the oneness of all life. This annual influx of divine love and Christ consciousness has been occurring for millennia, and it has been instrumental in the humanity's awakening process. The second full moon festival of spring is the Wesak Festival. This is the full moon that occurs during the sun cycle of Taurus. During this celestial alignment, the Christ and the Buddha join forces to bless the earth and humanity with their sacred gifts. The Christ light is the embodiment of divine love, within which every particle of life lives, moves, breathes, and has its being. The Buddha light is the divine wisdom, the enlightenment that emanates from the love of God. The Wesak Full Moon Festival is designed to bring the love of Christ and the wisdom of Buddha into a sacred space of oneness within the hearts and minds of humanity. During the Wesak Full Moon, people around the world focus on the wisdom and enlightenment of Buddhic consciousness, brought to earth by Gautama Buddha. Every year, thousands of pilgrims travel to the Wesak Valley deep in the Himalayan mountains of Tibet during the full moon of Taurus to hold the sacred space for the return and blessings of the Buddha. The third full moon festival of spring is celebrated during the full moon that occurs within the sun cycle of Gemini. This festival is known as the Goodwill Festival of Humanity. During this full moon, the divine love of Christ and the divine wisdom of Buddha, which had been building in momentum through the first two previous full moon festivals, are intensified and greatly expanded through the mental and emotional strata of Earth. This influx of light enhances humanity's ability to unify our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. This year, the Goodwill Festival of Humanity will take place during the full moon in Gemini, which occurs on May 25, 2013. This full moon will also be greatly enhanced by a lunar eclipse. This year, between the second and third full moon festivals, we will also be blessed with a new moon solar eclipse that just expands and greatly intensifies all of this light that we're talking about. This will take place on May 10th. On rare occasion, there will be two full moons during one sun cycle. This does not occur this year, but on occasion it does occur. This happens because a full moon occurs every 28 days, and the sun cycles last between 28 and 31 days, depending on which months are involved in each cycle. When the second full moon occurs in a particular sun cycle, it is known as a blue moon, and it is considered a wonderful bonus. A blue moon greatly enhances the activities of light that were initiated with the first full moon during the festival of that particular sun cycle. The reason that there's so much confusion about the timing of the Wesak festival is because of some decisions that were made in 1950 at the first conference of the World Fellowship of Buddhists, which was held in Sri Lanka. During that conference, the Buddhists decided to make the full moon in the month of May a public holiday to honor the Buddha. Since the Wesak festival focuses on Buddha, many people began combining the Wesak festival with the public holiday during the full moon of May. Unfortunately, that decision disregarded the other two very important full moon festivals of spring. Now, the full moon of Taurus usually does occur in May, but every now and then, because of the different sun cycles, as it is this year, the full moon of Taurus actually takes place in April, and the full moon of Gemini takes place in May. In truth, anytime people open their hearts and invoke the blessings of Christ or the Buddha, they will be there in their full regal presence. So whether or not the Wesak festival actually falls on the full moon of May in a particular year, Buddha will bless all who turn their attention to him and invoke the light of God. The reason that the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are striving to clear up this misunderstanding and reiterating this information about the three full moon festivals of spring is not to dispute our present belief systems, but to enhance what we know so that we can benefit from all of the opportunities that are given throughout the year to add to the light of the world. This knowledge is intended to accelerate our ascension process in this wondrous and incredibly powerful time. The three full moon festivals of spring are among the most powerful opportunities given to us through Earth's annual celestial alignments. Please don't let these opportunities pass you by. During these powerful full moon festivals and during the entire mystical month of May, listen to your heart, invoke the light of God, and focus on the patterns of perfection that you want to co-create with your Father, Mother, God, on the recently birthed new earth that we are all now abiding upon. When you are in a state of listening grace, just feel the gratitude that is pouring forth from our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven to you in appreciation for your willingness to add to the light of the world. You are blessed beyond your knowing for your service to the light. We're now moving into the mystical month of May, so let's talk about the opportunities that will unfold during the mystical month of May in 2013. As the powerful month of May begins to unfold, we have the opportunity to expand the light of the world exponentially. May has always been considered a mystical month because of several very powerful activities of light that take place during this month. These events involve the Wesak Festival or the Gemini Festival and the alignments that we've just talked about through the full moons and this year through very powerful eclipses as well. But they also involve powerful divine intervention from Saint Germain and beloved Mother Mary, who are important beings of light that greatly enhance the assistance that they are giving to humanity during the month of May. The divine intent of this assistance is to give all of us added ability to bring forth the perfection of the new earth, to encourage us and to support us during this unparalleled time. This year, we have an even more powerful opportunity to utilize the gifts of May to increase the light of the world. So listen carefully to this information that's been given to us by Saint Germain. The 1st of May is known as Saint Germain's Ascension Day, and every year Saint Germain blesses the earth with an increased influx of the violet flame. This year, Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame will bless the earth with an influx of the new fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame. This is a frequency of the violet flame of our Father, Mother, God's infinite perfection beyond anything that humanity has ever been able to receive. The Ascended Master Saint Germain has been instrumental in bringing the knowledge of the violet flame to the conscious minds of humanity. In the heavenly realms, he's known as the Son of Freedom, and he has volunteered to sustain the full divine momentum of the violet flame on earth for the benefit of all life evolving here until this planet and all her life are wholly ascended and free. In his exalted service in the heart of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is, Saint Germain is the keeper of this violet flame. In this octave of divine service, Saint Germain sustains this gift from our Father, Mother, God, for all of the sons and daughters of God throughout the universe. During this critical time on planet Earth, when we are experiencing physical transformation at a cellular level beyond anything ever known to humanity, Saint Germain is working with the support of the entire Company of Heaven. Every adept, every avatar, every Buddha, every saint and Christed being that has ever walked the earth is helping Saint Germain in his endeavor to assist Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her to ascend into the highest possible frequencies of the fifth dimensional new earth and the crystalline perfection of infinite light. In addition to that divine intervention, the legions of light from suns beyond suns beyond suns and galaxies beyond galaxies throughout the whole of creation are focusing their love and assistance on this blessed planet. Never have the children of God received as much help from on high as we are receiving this year to help us bring into physical manifestation the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Due to the incredible changes that have taken place within humanity's earthly bodies since the birth of the new earth and the dawn of 2013, we are now capable of assimilating higher frequencies of the violet flame than ever before. Beginning May 1st, Saint Germain, in unison with the legions of light throughout infinity, who are associated with the new frequencies of the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame, will magnetize from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God, the most intensified expansion of this light that humanity and Mother Earth are capable of withstanding. The beings of light will breathe this unprecedented frequency of the violet flame through their divine matrix, which is the body of God within which every particle of life lives, moves, breathes, and has its being. The divine intelligence within this violet flame is patiently awaiting the opportunity to transmute humanity's miscreations and every malady existing on earth back into light in order to clear the way for the physical manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Our Father, Mother, God have ensured us that each time we invoke this new fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet frequency through our I Am presence, it will expand exponentially. Because of the incredible activities of light that the light workers all over the world have accomplished since the birth of the new earth, Saint Germain is now able to bless humanity with previously unknown frequencies of light. The violet flame is the perfect balance of our Father God's blue flame of divine will and our Mother God's pink flame of divine love. This perfect frequency activates our spiritual brain centers and births us through our Father Mother God's balance into the full potential of Christ consciousness as sons and daughters of God. This month, that wondrous violet flame will be anchored on Earth on May 1st and build in momentum daily and hourly throughout the entire month of May, creating the greatest cleansing and purging of the surfacing misqualified energy that's being pushed to the surface to be transmuted into light that humanity has ever experienced. Saint Germain and the Legions of Light associated with the Violet Flame have volunteered to sustain these new and unprecedented fifth dimensional crystalline solar energies of the Violet Flame in order to transmute the maximum energy that is surfacing to be transmuted into light, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. This will greatly assist us in paving the way for the patterns of perfection for the new Earth to physically manifest, which will be brought into a quantum leap forward during the celebrations of light that will take place in August on the anniversary of harmonic convergence. In alignment with universal law, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. In order for this powerful frequency of the violet flame to manifest in the physical plane during the month of May, it must first be drawn through the divinity within the heart flame of people abiding in the physical plane. Even though Saint Germain and the beings of light are committed to being the open door and expanding this incredibly powerful frequency of the violet flame, unless this sacred fire passes through the heart flames of embodied lightworkers, we will not have access to its full divine potential. What this means is that once again we're being called to a higher service. We're being asked by our Father, Mother God, Saint Germain, and the entire company of heaven if we will be willing to put forth the necessary effort to be the open door for this gift of light from on high. This is not a monumental task. It is a simple matter of invoking these new frequencies of the violet flame through our I Am presence and decreeing them into action through our heart flames. Today, we're going to join the lightworkers all over the world that are tuning in with us. And together, we're going to create a sacred space for this influx of the fifth dimensional crystalline violet flames so that it will be able to pour through every person's heart flame under the guidance and direction of their I Am presence in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. The I Am presence of each person with our invocation will intensify this light through every heart flame through the entire month of May. Please join with me now in alignment with your wisdom and understanding for this activity of light. I'm going to state these invocations in the first person, as I always do, so that we can experience them personally and tangibly, but know that we are one with all humanity and we are serving simultaneously as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Together, through the I Am presence of every person on this planet, we invoke the mighty violet flame, Saint Germain, and all of the legions of violet flame throughout infinity to bring this light into physical manifestation through the hearts and minds of all of humanity. Beloved one, go within to the divinity of your heart now. Sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Know that you are enveloped in an invincible force field of light that allows only the divine highest good of the wondrous frequencies of the violet flame to flow through your divinity during this sacred activity of light. And we begin. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. Through this collective divinity, pulsating within the hearts of every man, woman, and child on earth, I invoke beloved Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame throughout infinity, who are responsible for projecting through the divine matrix of our Father, Mother, God, this sacred and holy day, the most intensified frequencies of the new fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet flame that cosmic law will allow. The most intensified frequencies that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. Through the beloved presence of God, I am now blazing in my heart, beloved Saint Germain and the legions of light throughout infinity begin accelerating this sacred flame, the new fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet flame, through the divine matrix. Blessed ones, I invoke this violet flame for myself, and as I do, I simultaneously invoke it for my loved ones and for all humanity. Blaze, blaze, blaze the full momentum of this sacred violet fire in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy I have ever misqualified in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown. Transmute these patterns of imperfection, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into God's infinite perfection. I am now blazing the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame through every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever expressed that reflects anything less than the immaculate concept of my full divine potential. Beloved I Am, look into my life now and see what yet remains to be balanced by me to any person, place, condition, or thing I may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever. Beloved I Am, reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy I have released through my earthly sojourn, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as I have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of divine love, whatever is necessary to balance every debt I have created which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Beloved I Am, I ask you to forgive, through the power of the violet flame, every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged me in any way, and balance all debts owed to me by life everywhere. I accept this God victoriously accomplished through the power of God. I am. And so it is. Now I ask the beloved legions of light to expand this activity of the violet flame. I invoke the goddess of liberty, the goddess of divine justice, the goddess of freedom, and the goddess of victory. I invoke the silent watchers, the mighty guardians and cosmic beings who are assisting humanity at this level from the inner planes in the establishment of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Blessed ones, come forth now and blaze forth the most intensified cleansing activity of this violet flame that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this activity of light. I open the stargate of my heart to full breath, and I am instantly the open door for the most powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet transmuting flame of forgiveness and forgetfulness that the earth has ever experienced. These are the highest frequencies of transmutation and purification available within the new fifth-dimensional crystalline solar frequencies of the violet flame. This violet flame pulsates through the threefold flame in my heart and blazes in through and around all inharmonious actions, all lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. Through the divine power of forgiveness and forgetfulness, this violet flame transmutes this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and forever. The magnificent silent watchers over every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet now reach out their great loving arms of light and raise up a limitless number of souls in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of this violet transmuting flame. Each of these light workers understands the full importance of this sacred gift now being offered by our Father, Mother, God to help free humanity from all human distresses and the surfacing maladies coming up to be transmuted back into light, the miscreations that we have either inadvertently or deliberately created since our fall from grace. The conscious use of this mighty power from the heart of God is causing to be established within every one of these places great foci of the violet flame, which will continually bathe daily and hourly, moment by moment, each person in every vicinity. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am presence of all humanity, the legions of light throughout infinity that are associated with this crystalline solar violet flame begin to intensify this activity of light. The violet flame merges with the threefold flame blazing in every person's heart and explodes into a starburst of light. This influx of the new fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of the crystalline violet flame increases to the intensity and power of 1,000 suns. Beloved legions of light associated with this sacred fire, I offer myself now as a cup, a holy grail, through which this light will flow to blaze in through and around every particle of life where I invoke it now on behalf of myself, humanity, and all life evolving on this precious planet. Legions of the violet flame, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint for the new Earth and all life, and every expression, every thought, word, action, and feeling is a healing benediction. Legions of light, now expand this activity of light and blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents and guardians, until all the youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their mighty I Am presence. Legions of the violet flame, expand this light and blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, through all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained on Earth. Now, beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religious and spiritual teachings, all spiritual activities of light, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will manifest through tolerance, acceptance, love, through all of the various religions and expressions of light on planet Earth. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, compassion, and healing are tangibly manifest as realities for every evolving soul on the new Earth. Legions of the violet flame, now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, all economic systems, all money, and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on Earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Beloved ones, now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Beloved ones, legions of the violet flame, now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity until all disease and human miscreation, its cause and core, is dissolved into purity, vibrant health, and physical perfection. Now, beloved legions of light, blaze the light of a thousand suns through the food and water industries and through all of the food and water used for human consumption until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. And finally, beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy until the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint, and the patterns of perfection for the new earth are manifest and all life evolving on this planet is out picturing the perfection of the fifth dimensional solar planet of infinite light that is the Earth's divine destiny. We accept that this activity of light has been secured through every heart flame this sacred and holy day, to be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath we take through our I Am presence in alignment with the highest good for all concerned and each person's divine plan. And so it is. Now, through the I Am presence, each person affirms through every fiber of their being, I am a force of the violet fire. I am a force of the new fifth-dimensional crystalline solar frequencies of the violet flame that are more powerful than any human miscreation. I am in-breathing this fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection into my heart center, and I breathe it out through my heart chakra into the core of every person, place, condition, and thing, conscious or unconscious, past or present, through obvious choice or through karmic liability that is manifesting on Earth in my life and the lives of all humanity. As this sacred violet flame floods the earth, the violet fire transmutes every electron of precious life energy that conflicts with the perfection of my divine potential and the patterns for the new earth. The sacred violet fire is loving every point in the universe free in the light. I am free. I am free. I am eternally free. And so it is. I am now flooding my being and every single etheric record since the beginning of time with the joyful experience of divine forgiveness contained within these new frequencies of the violet flame. I know that in forgiving, I let go of all of the effects of the misused energy impinging on my life and the lives of all humanity. I let go of the ignorance, the confusion, and pain that I have created in this world and that humanity has created in this world, either deliberately or inadvertently. I have returned to Earth during this cosmic moment to love all of these karmic liabilities and all of this life free, and so I shall, in unison with the mighty I Am presence of all humanity. This is the heart center, the divine contract of my existence, the joy of forgiving life as it enters my awareness. From this moment forth, I am setting all life free into this higher vibration of pure divine light with the gift of forgiveness from the new frequencies of the violet flame that my Father, Mother, God are giving now freely into my keeping. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness now flooding this sweet earth. I am the joy of forgiveness. I am the joy of forgiveness. I am the joy of forgiveness. And so it is. The dedicated light workers who are serving the light through this activity are selflessly paving the way for the new planetary Earth. The frequencies of God's fifth dimensional crystalline solar perfection. The I Am presence within each one is permanently setting this earth on a new planetary course of divine love right here and right now. These patterns, the reflection of oneness and reverence for all life, are becoming the order of the new day on planet Earth. And they are manifesting now, daily and hourly, to be increased with great intensity throughout the month of May as the violet flame transmutes all that conflicts with this perfection. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body, and I gently move my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I gently open my eyes and begin breathing normally. As I just relax and allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious Heart, the Company of Heaven, has said that the new frequencies of the violet flame have the ability to transmute lifetimes worth of our misqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. That is wonderful because we are in the midst of the greatest purging and cleansing that the world has ever known. As humanity awakens and the light of cleansing continues, it is increasing on earth, and everything that conflicts with the light of God is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. Even the inclement weather conditions are surfacing and pushing to the surface things to be healed and transmuted into light. This is a reflection of humanity's consciousness that are designed by the elemental kingdom to purge the body of Mother Earth from the atrocities that humanity has inflicted upon her through ignorance, greed, and the appalling abuse of power. I know it sounds too good to be true for this violet flame to be this powerful. But truthfully, that doesn't begin to describe the magnitude of the opportunity that we are being presented at this moment. So listen to your heart and utilize this wonderful gift of God's light. Next week, we're going to discuss some of the other gifts of light that are given to humanity by beloved Mother Mary during the mystical month of May. During the month of May, Mother Mary opens her temple in the inner planes, which is the temple of the Immaculate Heart, and she works directly with the threefold flame, the divinity that is anchored within the heart of every man, woman, and child on earth. During the month of May, we are drawn into her temple in our finer bodies as we sleep at night, and she gives us wonderful blessings to expand our ability to serve light in the physical plane. So as you go to sleep each night during the month of May, ask Mother Mary to escort you into her temple of the Immaculate Heart, and ask that you bring back clearly in the morning the gifts of light that she is investing you with during this month. Next week, we'll talk about that. But this week, let's focus on this gift of the violet flame. Beloved one, I'm very grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join with me again next week for another global activity that will add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening